Travel to Luxembourg. Listen to an interview with Rosie, an American who now lives in Luxembourg. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, tick the correct sentence ending A, B, C or D for the beginning of the sentences 1 to 7. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
How did you end up in Luxembourg, first of all? You're not from there, I'm guessing.
No, I had never heard of Luxembourg before we moved here, as I think probably many people who even eventually move here had not heard of it or maybe thought it was part of Germany. We moved here because we kind of always thought in the back of our minds we might like to have an adventure, just try something new. And my husband, through sort of a long story, he had a connection here, and he got a job offer. And so we thought, hey, why not? We're up for it.
And why should someone come visit you in Luxembourg? Or not necessarily come visit you? Why should someone come to Luxembourg?
Well, there's several reasons. Obviously, I'm a bit biased, but because I live here. But especially if you're coming to Europe and you're maybe nervous about languages or being confusing or getting lost, Luxembourg is nice and small and compact. So that makes it very easy to get around, to get from one site that you're trying to see to another site. It's also very clean and safe. It's green and pretty, even in the city center. And it's quite a diverse country because there are so many immigrants and expats that live here.
And I'm assuming some of that is because the European Union has made Luxembourg sort of one of its three big cities in terms of where things are situated.
Yes, and even some American companies have found their homes, their European homes here. And then, yes, there's a lot of banking and European Union activity that happens here as well.
Now, you say in the center of the city, so you're in Luxembourg City?
Yes, I live in Luxembourg City.
Which is the big city in the country. And the country is 500,000 people total, and Luxembourg City is about a fifth of that, as I recall.
Yes, that's correct.
So even the capital city is really the size of my hometown, which is a forgettable city in California. So you are talking about a place that's fairly approachable.
Yes, it's very approachable. You can get by with English for the most part. It's also very a family-friendly place. There's lots for families and children to do as well.
Mm-hmm. Although I found either French or German was a little helpful just in terms of navigating restaurants and hotels and those sort of things, that didn't hurt.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it does go a long way, even just a bonjour or merci.
Okay. Excellent. And what would you recommend someone do and see in Luxembourg? What kind of itinerary would you draw for them?
To start out, you definitely would want to spend a day just exploring the city. And the best way to do that is just by walking. It's very walkable. And the striking thing about Luxembourg as a city is that it's on two levels. So you sort of have this plateau with the main city center and some other areas. And then there's this sort of canyon, ravine.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
How did you end up in Luxembourg, first of all? You're not from there, I'm guessing.
No, I had never heard of Luxembourg before we moved here, as I think probably many people who even eventually move here had not heard of it, or maybe thought it was part of Germany. We moved here because we kind of always thought in the back of our minds we might like to have an adventure, just try something new. And my husband, through sort of a long story, he had a connection here, and he got a job offer. And so we thought, hey, why not? We're up for it.
And why should someone come visit you in Luxembourg? Or not necessarily come visit you? Why should someone come to Luxembourg?
Well, there's several reasons. Obviously, I'm a bit biased, but because I live here. But especially if you're coming to Europe and you're maybe nervous about languages or being confusing or getting lost, Luxembourg is nice and small and compact. So that makes it very easy to get around, to get from one site that you're trying to see to another site. It's also very clean and safe. It's green and pretty, even in the city center. And it's quite a diverse country because there are so many immigrants and expats that live here.
And I'm assuming some of that is because the European Union has made Luxembourg sort of one of its three big cities in terms of where things are situated.
Yes, and even some American companies have found their homes, their European homes here. And then, yes, there's a lot of banking and European Union activity that happens here as well.
Now, you say in the center of the city, so you're in Luxembourg City?
Yes, I live in Luxembourg City.
Which is the big city in the country. And the country is 500,000 people total, and Luxembourg City is about a fifth of that, as I recall.
Yes, that's correct.
So even the capital city is really the size of my hometown, which is a forgettable city in California. So you are talking about a place that's fairly approachable.
Yes, it's very approachable. You can get by with English for the most part. It's also very a family-friendly place. There's lots for families and children to do as well.
Mm-hmm. Although I found either French or German was a little helpful just in terms of navigating restaurants and hotels and those sort of things, that didn't hurt.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it does go a long way, even just a bonjour or merci.
Okay. Excellent. And what would you recommend someone do and see in Luxembourg? What kind of itinerary would you draw for them?
To start out, you definitely would want to spend a day just exploring the city. And the best way to do that is just by walking. It's very walkable. And the striking thing about Luxembourg as a city is that it's on two levels. So you sort of have this plateau with the main city center and some other areas. And then there's this sort of canyon ravine.